I still don't really understand how microphones work. I mean, like, obviously I don't understand how they work. I don't understand, like, there's certain things that certain microphones need. Like, there's some that need phantom power, and there's some that don't need phantom power. I don't know what phantom power is. I don't know.
Is this the cold open? Because I may open in some nuts.
Because
I know I was requested to not eat on the podcast, but
she didn't know we'd started yet, so it's all fair.
I do what I want.
Oh, Mr. Kringle, soon gonna ring on the bell, set the drink of all the troubles. Hey, everybody, what's up?
I don't know. Why did you suddenly? I mean, I was singing before, and now you're like, now you're all up all about singing.
Now
we're recording. Now you want to do a day?
I have a nut. They look really good.
They are really good.
They're weird. They're shiny. They're shiny almonds. Mm-hmm. It's like the future of almonds.
They're slimy.
They're wet.
It's oil. And they have salt on them.
Mm.
That's why they're so good.
Oh.
Because they're not just nuts. They're salty, oily nuts.
I don't like almonds, Catherine.
Yeah, you do.
Now I do.
You like these almonds.
Skinless Marcona almonds.
That's the other thing about the almonds that you normally eat.
Mm-hmm. You got that stuff on them.
They got that skin on them, like peanut.
Oh my God.
I know, right?
Mm, it just tastes like a really good pair of shoes.
Ew, what? Feels? It tastes the way a really good pair of shoes feels?
Yeah, like that.
Okay. Yeah. Like rich.
Mm-hmm.
Lavish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not cheap.
Yeah? $16.49 a pound! I'm Hank Green, and I'm famous on the internet.
And I'm his wife, Catherine. I'm eating nuts.
Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week in our lives and in the world by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to
Delete This!
So the top tweet of last week, Catherine, according to the people who responded to me, was this from Twitter.
Blank.
Yeah, it's just a lot of spaces. And even they're in the, if you highlight them, they're in the shape of a paragraph and then a line after the paragraph.
Wow.
188,000 likes. I went to look at Twitter's Twitter and it's not, it's honestly not what I was expecting. It's weirdly like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like fuckboy tweets.
Yeah, it's like...
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm thinking about you.
Yeah, that tweet you're thinking about tweeting.
Gross.
And tweets are sleep. Like, thinky emoji.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. This is it. This is the tweet. And these tweets do well. So that's...
That one just says, What the frick?
I don't know.
Wow, Twitter is like a bad tweeter.
Twitter's bad at Twitter. Or maybe good. Hmm. Like 31,000 likes.
Well, I mean, okay. Their Twitter. You can't like be basing how good their Twitter is.
I guess. But
on how many...
Yeah. People follow Twitter on Twitter. How many Twitter followers does Twitter have? 55 million? Yeah, that's a lot. Check it out.
Yes.
YouTube has 71 million followers. Most recent tweet from YouTube has 476 likes.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
They're all Google. All of YouTube's followers are Google.
Yeah, Google. Like, not intentionally. It's just that the hive mind of Google has created a bunch of Twitter accounts without anyone noticing.
Right. The AI. The Google AI.
The AI is there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Catherine, can you sing me my song?
Oh, no. Already?
Well, oops. I tweeted at Trump. I didn't tweet at Trump this week.
Yeah.
But I did tweet at Trump a lot last week, and we didn't get to make that episode.
Oh, that's
so
true.
I'm going to go ahead and... come clean.
Mm.
My main one was when Donald Trump said oil prices getting lower, great, like a big tax cut for America and the world, enjoy. 54 was just 82, thank you to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
but let's go lower.
That's the one.
And I responded,
"Thank you, Saudi Arabia."
I responded, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And about an hour after, he tweeted that. And then that tweet, by 30 minutes, so like I was like doing stuff with Oren, and by the time I like came back to my phone, it had like 1,000 likes, and I just deleted it immediately. I can't engage with this.
He's learning.
Yeah, it was like sitting there on the top, and of course, like those are the tweets that rise to the top because people, you know, on something like this, like why would you ever tweet that?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about that later in the episode.
Cool.
But the person who screenshotted this so that I actually knew the text of everything that happened because I deleted my tweet, they screenshotted it because AP, like it was Donald Trump's tweet, my response, and then AP tweeting, President Trump, who has defied calls to punish the Saudi Arabian crown prince for killing a journalist in Turkey, issues praise for plunging oil prices.
Yeah.
Thanks, Saudi Arabia.
I mean,
thanks, Micah, for taking that screenshot.
It's just like walking mistake.
Well, it's working for him. I'm not saying he's had a life of joy, but he's had a life of, you know,
something,
whatever he wanted,
I guess. I mean, if I feel like if he was satisfied, he wouldn't behave like this.
Yeah, I don't think satisfied is the right word.
Well, is that not having whatever you wanted?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
You're right. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I cannot understand the psyche of my president and
yeah.
Don't really have a goal to.
Well, that's not our job.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
I wish it was someone's job.
I wish it was someone's job. I wish it was
a professional's job who spoke
like
with him.
Yeah, like many, many people's jobs. I wish it was a few thousand people's jobs.
It's like the Apollo project of our age. This is our moonshot.
Figure out.
Can we understand Donald Trump's psyche?
Explain.
Speaking of moonshots, this is just a tweet from NASA.
Ooh.
Or from NASA Insight. I feel you, Mars, and soon I'll know your heart. With this safe landing, I'm here. I'm home.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Dramatic.
Dramatic.
Joanna. That's the creepiest one.
It made me hungry.
That was creepy too. That was the nuts.
That was the nuts.
Nuts.
Kevin, do you want to talk about my biggest mistake of the week, probably?
What, do I?
Yeah, this is my tweet from November 26th. One of my weirder hobbies is searching Donkey Fuck the Dragon on Twitter. It's just, it's always real good.
Yeah.
There's lots of, like, it's just like, over and over again, you get to see people have the realization. That at the end of Shrek 2, there are little baby donkey dragons.
Yeah.
And there's only one way that happens.
Well, yeah.
I mean.
Assuming that, like.
The technology of that age.
Duloc doesn't have.
Right.
In vitro fertilization.
You remembered the name of Duloc. Though, honestly.
Duloc is a perfect place. I think that's the song.
That sounds right to me.
There's a song.
Yeah.
It has the name of the place in it.
Yeah.
That's why.
How are you on nuts? Like,
I'm
you
good.
About full up?
Mm. Could have a few more.
We've talked about this.
All right. Squash my joy. My luxurious nuts.
They are luxurious. There's like a sheen of oil on your lips.
I mean, my lips are dry, so yeah. Thank you, nuts.
Yeah, thank you, nuts.
Those nuts
what
are good.
Called?
These nuts are good for everything.
Morena.
Skinless Marcona almonds.
We got that good Morena lip balm now. So yeah, there's just
sorry,
so many.
Everyone.
So if you ever want to search Donkey Fuck the Dragon on Twitter, and if you haven't seen Shrek 2, and if this is the moment in which you realize that Donkey Fuck the Dragon, I'm sorry I did that to you. but yeah, that happened. Apparently, probably. In vitro fertilization has been around for a long time. Not in vitro, but like artificial.
Right.
Especially
right.
For livestock.
Yeah,
so,
totally. Oh my God. Oh, that's just taking me in new places I don't want to go.
I mean,
like Donkey's like, all right, baby, we're going to make this happen.
Yeah. I love you very much.
I love
but
you
it's
very
not,
much.
But I can't, we can't make it work. It can't, we can't do it.
I love you very much. Here's a vacuum cleaner turned on reverse.
No. What? Why do they have vacuum cleaners in Duloc?
I put some stuff in it.
I love it. That's not what I would have said, but you said it.
Okay.
November 27th.
I did.
I was just feeling good about NASA, feeling thankful.
It's nice. NASA's nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I said, hey, NASA, thanks for all the cool stuff. Have you seen this picture of the sun you took? It's so good.
Damn.
It's a real good picture of the sun.
Jeez, that's not fake.
I know. You think it's fake, right?
How do we do that? How?
There's satellites. They hang out around the sun all the time. And they're like, what's up, sun? And they take pictures all the time. And they got a really good angle of this solar prominence, and it's just amazing.
Oh,
it's,
my gosh.
It's, of course,
I want to, like...
It is artificial color. Like,
okay.
That's not what it would... That's, like, not the color. In fact, that would just... It would just be white and black, basically.
Yeah.
So it's in a bunch of different wavelengths that we can't see, and then they color those wavelengths.
I feel like I need to, like, have that in my shrine.
You have, like, a shrine?
Yeah, to the sun.
You have a, like, sun shrine.
Well, you know, if you're going to worship anything.
Sure, we should have a sun shrine.
Like, I mean.
Yeah.
Let's think about what the most godlike thing in our
right.
in our lives is.
We should have our office, our office's meeting rooms, shrines to different things, different planets.
Should you?
And astronomical bodies.
Okay.
We shouldn't call them that. We
okay.
shouldn't tell everyone that they're shrines.
Okay.
We'll just, like, have it.
Secret shrine.
We should have one
we're
called.
We're starting a sun cult, but
yeah.
we're not telling anyone.
Yeah,
that
we'll
that's
have
what
one called this. Actually, one of our conference rooms is
the
called
sunny,
the Sunny.
The Sunny conference room.
We call
room.
It the Sunny because.
I mean,
it,
that's the one.
It has a lot of sunlight.
It's really bright in there.
Yeah. It's actually too hot some
yeah,
often.
Yeah, because it faces southeast.
Yeah.
Or southwest.
And yeah, we should just take all the art down in there and just put up sun art.
That picture.
And a bunch of other good sun pics.
Mm, and then
maybe
just
some
older
sun pics.
Yeah, then what is the sun like? Gold, helium, what does it have in it?
It's radioactive
hydrogen. Elements.
Yeah, mostly hydrogen. It doesn't have a lot of radioactive elements.
Oh,
that's good news.
Good. Okay. Well,
it has plasma. Lots of plasma. We're not going to have any of that.
What is the sun like?
But it does have helium. So, like...
Just balloons.
We could just balloons in there.
just fill it up
what
with
does,
balloons.
What does the sun what like?
This is a good question. Wow, we have gone some places in this podcast already.
Oh, and then NASA responded to me. Actually, the mission that... NASA Sun in Space.
Mm.
They called out the mission that actually takes those pictures. The satellite that took that image keeps an eye on the sun 24/7, and you can go check it out. You can check out its data near real time at a website. This is my favorite part. They say the satellite...
This is your favorite part?
Sorry. This is my favorite. I almost didn't bring this up, but it says, thanks, we like that one too. The satellite that took this image keeps an eye on the sun 24/7. And the first response is, what about at night?
Oh my God.
I think she was intentionally kidding.
Okay.
I think that was an intentional joke.
Okay, good.
November 27th, Orin just called paprika good powder.
Really?
I think so.
Because
I was putting paprika on his eggs.
Good powder?
Yeah, good powder.
Powder.
Cause,
yeah, he says, because I was grinding up my coffee.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I was explaining what I was doing. I was like, look, I put these coffee nuts in the
yeah.
grinder. He's like, because mm-hmm. he pointed them, was like, nuts.
Yeah.
And then it turns them into a nice powder. And he said, nice powder. Nice powder. And every time I use the grinder now, he's like,
nice
powder.
Yeah,
and
coffee.
He wants to smell it. And he's like... He, like, really leans
he
in.
He really likes the smell of coffee.
He loves the smell of coffee.
He's like, coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee. And I'm like...
Nice powder.
Dude,
I'm like, you're amazing.
It's for that's for dadas.
That's dadas
and mamas.
Yeah, that's for mommies and daddies.
But you can smell
not
it.
For babies. No babies.
No babies. That's so good. Don't grow up.
He likes to smell it when it's coffee too.
But right, like, when it's the liquid or the solid.
But yeah, so he just came out with good powder by himself?
I think so. Maybe I misheard him. Maybe he just said powder.
Maybe he said powder. Yeah, because you put paprika on his egg sometimes?
Yeah. And I put too, like, it came out too fast.
Oh.
And so I was like, too much paprika. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't say good powder, but paprika is one of the best powders.
It's a good powder. Like it.
And so I felt like it was worth a tweet.
I mean, I love it.
Rosianna says, my people.
I've been like sharing some of the fun things that he says just with friends because I want other people to know about them.
Yeah. So one of the things I want to talk about in this episode is there are a lot of Oren tweets.
Yeah.
And this is like sort of the most I've done.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, like, so the thing that I don't want is for me to like observe my child as content.
Yeah. Agreed.
And
I don't want you to do that either.
Okay. And so later on we'll have a tweet from that, something Oren said that was my second top tweet of the week. Got like 15,000 likes. 'Cause it's hilarious. That, yeah. Yeah, I'm like,
well,
I don't want to be.
Did just make a video about him too. So
yeah,
kind of been heavy
on the baby
stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard though, because it is, he's such a big part of your life.
Yeah. You and know? Also like now that he's talking more, like
so
there's so many more things happening and he's like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think I feel a bit of an agreed upon thing for like people who blog about their children or kids in general. Like, you can do it up to a certain point.
Right.
And then they become self-aware.
Right. And they're having social interactions with other
people. Then it's
not
okay anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you could ask him and he understood what you were asking him.
Yeah.
And he said no, you wouldn't do it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's like he's kind of at a point now where I see him a little bit less as an autonomous person.
Yeah.
And more as like...
He's still an extension of us very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's like, not actually, like he is an autonomous person.
Oh yeah, he totally is.
He's definitely not like capable of being self-sustaining.
No.
But yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's just so good.
It's
and like
other
2-year-olds are so precious,
with.
You know,
yeah.
Like that it's just like such a great time.
Well, yeah. And also like, you don't want to forget these things.
Yeah.
Is kind of the other impulse.
And this is
a lot of how
I journal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's how you take note of them.
Yeah.
Is by doing things like this.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very true for people who don't have audiences. Like a lot of posting on social media is like, this is going to be here forever. And
absolutely.
I know that because Facebook is always telling me what happened 5 years ago.
Yep.
And that's part of the value I'm getting out of this experience.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to having people respond to me and say, oh my God, your baby is adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a service.
Oh yeah.
What
and
you,
also, like, you feel better. I'm just reading an article about Marcona almonds, how they're the only truly good almonds.
I wasn't going to ask you, what are you doing? I was going to ask you, what have you learned about Marcona almonds?
Oh, okay. it's just a blog.
Okay.
By some jokester person.
Jokester who's really into Marcona almonds.
Yeah.
And I mean, I will say, I do not like regular almonds, but those things are amazing. And I don't know anything. I want to know about the Marconas, but
yeah, it doesn't really talk that much about Marcona almonds.
It's just making jokes about different nuts and social
Marcona
commentary.
Marcona almonds are a specific cultivar grown in Spain, traditionally served blanched, which means naked of skins, fried in oil. Oh yes.
Oh, so they're fried
and lightly salted.
Oh,
well,
God.
I don't know that they're necessarily salted.
I think. Well, they're only salted.
I mean,
yeah,
fried.
I think they might be a little bit fried.
Yeah.
A little toasted. I think that's why there's more flavor and they're a little more tender.
They're really good.
Yeah.
With, you know, if you're doing like olives and cheese and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They're like perfect with all that.
Yeah.
Tapas.
Man, there keeps being more stuff.
I know, right? You keep being alive and you keep learning about things and...
Being like, but these are $17 almonds. November 27th, Netflix tweets, guess it's time to announce that Cowboy Bebop, the live-action series, is headed to Netflix.
How?
And I said, is this wonderful or is this terrible? What is Yoko Kanno doing right now?
I do need to know what Yoko Kanno is doing right now. Like, because if the soundtrack is not up to snuff, like,
yeah, there's
what's
nothing.
The point?
Yeah.
Like, ugh. Don't.
What this?
Don't even attempt it.
Yeah. Mostly, why I'm in favor of this is because it will lead to more people watching the original.
Yeah.
And they will have that joy brought into their lives.
That's a good joy.
And
it's a joy.
I think that we should watch Cowboy Bebop. Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop. Cowboy Bebop.
Again.
I mean, like, how are they going to do a live action, like,
any of what happened?
Any of it.
I have no idea. Like, depends on how high budget it is.
Hmm. All right. Well, I hope they find someone with really, really, really long legs to play Spike.
Then I tweeted, I think about Spike Spiegel's legs all the time.
He has an improbable shape for a person.
Yeah. And then I just tweeted a bunch of GIFs Spike and his legs.
GIFs.
Gifs.
Gifs. Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Some good GIFs.
Yeah. I didn't like the movie that much. This GIF is from the movie.
Yeah, I didn't love the movie.
But I really want to go back and watch the series because there are some that, like, some very mild and beautiful moments that just don't feel like they belong in a weird space war
bounty hunters
show.
If you've never heard of Cowboy
and
Bebop,
it's quick.
Sorry.
I think it's 13 episodes.
I think it's 20 something.
Is it 26?
But yeah.
Usually come in 13 episode sizes.
It still seemed like not enough.
Oh yeah. Well, but like there's an arc.
26. Yeah.
And that's something that I really like
that's
about
true.
That era of anime. It's mm-hmm. like this is the thing we're making,
yeah, it's
and I don't care how successful it is by the end, mm-hmm. it's over.
It's over. This is the story I'm telling.
Yeah. Here's my top reply tweet of the week. I said, this is much favorite tweet. I meant this is my favorite tweet.
That's good. That's good, though. This is much favorite tweet.
Yeah.
Much favorite.
So
I have much favorite.
Only 4 people replied to it. So I think people just assumed that I intentionally said much favorite.
Good.
But it is in response to this tweet from the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Do you know this tweet format? Ladies, if he, colon, and then a list of things. No, you haven't seen it? Yeah, usually it's like, it describes something,
right.
And then it's like, and he's not your boyfriend, he's Mario.
Okay.
From Super Mario Brothers.
Okay. Yeah. He's not
but
your
boyfriend. But it started out being, ladies, if he
right.
doesn't do these things, then he's not worth your time.
He's not your boyfriend.
Right.
He's your
right.
F partner.
Right. So Monterey Bay Aquarium tweets, ladies, if he doesn't respond to your texts, oh, hey, cool, you're reading the tweet. Ah, the good old meme format to fourth wall switcheroo. Let's use our time together to learn an obscure ocean factoid. It's a doozy. Here we go. Porpoise teeth are shaped like tiny spatulas.
Oh, that's good.
It's
I
so
liked
good.
It.
Catherine, we are in the blessed position.
Yes.
Of being able to get a behind-the-scenes tour, probably.
What?
Of the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Who's we?
You and I.
We are?
Because I am the host of SciShow.
Uh-huh.
And have a Twitter following. And probably we could make it happen. Also, probably I could meet the person who wrote this.
Uh-huh.
All we got to do is go there.
Okay. Where is that?
It's like in between LA and San Francisco, I think.
Okay. I like that.
Do you want to go there?
It's not on fire right now, right?
No.
I know the bay isn't.
Yeah, it's okay. So it's just south of San Francisco. I mean, not just south,
yeah.
but like much closer to San Francisco than Los Angeles.
Well, then I'm on board.
Do you want to know?
Because I don't want to go to LA.
Do you want to know why this bay is such an excellent place to have an ocean research institute?
Can you give me a hint?
I can. I'm going to click on the satellite.
Holy.
Because it is very easy to get to the deep ocean from there. The continental shelf.
Wow. That's a crack.
Extremely quickly. There's like a canyon in the seafloor. right outside
crazy.
Of it. So you see like everywhere yeah. else what the continental shelf looks like.
Uh-huh.
But there it's just like crank.
Shoink.
Yep. So that's a very cool thing.
Wow, it's
and
like,
that's why that is there.
That is really cool.
So we should go there.
Oh man, Google.
Oh, Google.
Thank you for the earth shots.
So it is as deep as the Grand Canyon. It's just underwater.
Where are you going?
I'm trying to get back to my tweets.
Well, good luck.
Where are they? There they are.
Oh my gosh, 75 tabs.
I got a lot of tabs.
75 tabs.
November 28th. Am I going to have to live in a world where the noun verb bias becomes an accepted alternative for the adjective biased? Because if so, I'm going to be really annoying about it.
Oh God. Oh.
Have you seen this?
No.
You haven't seen people doing this? I see it all the time.
I mean...
Where they were like, "You stop being so biased." Or, "I just really want a non-biased take."
No, like, that's not right.
No, it's deeply not right. And oftentimes when I'm accused of bias by somebody who uses the word bias incorrectly, I'm just like, "Did you just hear about what bias is?
Mm.
Are you new to bias?" Because... But, like, if I know anything, it's that it's okay to say nuclear, and now you can literally say that it's literally even,
yeah.
like, to indicate that it is not literally.
Oh, God.
And here we are.
I don't like it.
I read an article about why this is happening, and that was interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there's a common thing where D's and T's get dropped because when we say them out loud, we don't tend to say them. Like if you say, I passed through the door,
mm-hmm.
If you actually say, I passed through the door, like the T,
yeah.
the D ends up inside of the TH.
Mm-hmm.
And so we drop those fairly frequently. The other thing is that there are lots of adjectives that end in I-O-U-S and they sound and bias... has that sound to it.
Us.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, like, suspicious is an adjective, and that sounds like...
Mm.
And this is... That actually, the same thing happened to the word genius, which was once only a noun, but then became an adjective.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean...
So, it is what it is.
Yeah, language.
But whenever I see it, I'm like...
Biased.
So, I'm just going to be that 78-year-old man
biased.
Being like...
It's biased.
Shaking my fist at people on the...
it's biased.
The train who are saying bias.
Instead
of biased. All right, here's my top orange tweet of the week with 15,000 likes. Sometimes my two-year-old replaces T noises with K noises, so we had a bit of a surprise this morning when he said cotton balls. So he was just hanging out on the floor of the bathroom playing with some cotton balls, and he just kept saying... And we were like, what are you... What? What? That's not right.
Cotton.
Cotton balls.
Cotton. Cotton. And he was like...
He gets the words eventually.
Yeah, he does.
He's definitely like started and had a really bad version of the word that he now has a good version of. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he used to say, Eich. For
yeah.
light.
Eich.
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 And now he says, Eich.
Yeah. That's really cute. All yeah. right. So, Catherine, here's the closest I got to tweeting at Trump this week. Thomas Massie, who is in the U.S. House of Representatives, tweeted, how long until someone runs on the platform of hashtag food stamps for all? If healthcare is a right, is food as well?
Yes.
And and then I tweeted, can you imagine thinking that tweeting this is a good idea?
Yeah. Wow. What? Wow. Wow. Wow.
Success
for dehumanizing poor people.
To be clear, this tweet got 20,000 likes. So there is an actual difference.
But how many of those people that liked that tweet are bots?
Maybe.
Mm.
But like, so I am got pretty interested in this tweet because it seems so, even if you believe that,
mm-hmm.
don't say it. Out loud because it doesn't make you sound good.
Yeah, no.
It makes you, like, there's all kinds of things that I don't say out loud about my beliefs. I say them in slightly different ways.
It makes you sound good to certain people.
Yeah. So I think that in situations like this, it's actually potentially a very useful thing to observe and to look more deeply at. Because, like, what is it that makes me think that is, like, not just, like, wrong, but also, like, deeply immoral to say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, obviously going to make you look bad. Whereas he thinks it's a completely legitimate thing to say, and so do 20,000 other people who think, yes, good on you, buddy. 17,000 replies, so obviously the ratio's not great.
Oh, boy.
But interestingly, like, of course, all those replies gets this message passed on to more people, and that's why the tweet got so much traction, of course.
Yeah, but that's why you saw it.
Yeah, of course. But like,
you're following Thomas Massey.
I don't even know what state he's from. He is from Kentucky, where there are lots of food insecure people. And I did see a good response to this that like made me think a lot. And this is from Jen DeZuria. I don't know who this person is, but I'm going to put it at the end of the show notes if you want to read it. It's an interesting take, and also I think fairly like open and not hypercritical of how what the difference is between how I'm thinking about this and how a conservative might be thinking about that. And I read this and I'm like, I am still very right.
Yeah.
But now I understand better where the wrongness is coming from.
Yeah.
Which I think is important. Here's my top tweet of the week, Catherine. My career. It's a picture of an error being thrown by a computer program that says, task failed successfully.
What?
So is
that a thing?
Task. I don't know what task failed successfully means. Okay. I guess it means it didn't crash the whole computer. I at least threw an error instead of just bringing the whole system down with me.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what task failed successfully means in the context of this this computer program.
Yeah.
But some people were confused by what I meant by this. Not very many. But a couple people were like, man, if you're a failure, then what am I?
I see what those people are saying, though.
Right.
Because you're like, I'm not successful.
Right.
Enough.
But yeah,
like,
that's not what I meant.
Yeah, you're so like, I failed a bunch.
And here I am successful.
Yeah.
Versus I successfully failed. I failed successfully.
Yeah, exactly.
It's language complicated. But yeah, I feel like I did not intend for all of the things to happen that led to the good parts.
Totally. You just like failed your way into them.
Yep.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
and you keep doing it. That's life.
Right. And I take a little bit of credit, absolutely. There's plenty of hard work that went into things, but also had no idea what I was doing. Still don't. Oftentimes on certain days.
Mm-hmm.
Serafina Nance tweeted this, and I wanted to include it here. Do you guys realize there's a planet in our solar system entirely inhabited by robots? Which is true. 104,000 likes. Pretty great.
Mm.
Pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you, Mars.
Mm. Mars.
God bless you, Mars.
Mars.
Parenting crisis. Should I teach my child that this shape is an oval, which it technically is, given the extremely loose geometric definition of oval, or should I call it an ob round, which is far more precise? I only mentioned that because it did well, and also is me talking again about parenting and kiddos. Obviously, this was a joke.
Yeah.
Some people didn't think it was. I mean, like, I'm fine with people, like, telling me which they think I should call it, but some people were like, God, Hank, it's not a crisis. That's what happens when you got a lot of, like, the bell curve of understanding. Like, some people are always going to be, like, there's going to be somebody out there.
Yeah.
So when you have a larger sample size. There was this thing where somebody, I couldn't figure out who, called out J.K. Rowling for having a writer's room in her home. Which, I don't know, if you've made $1 billion writing books, probably isn't too
like she doesn't have a whole writing house. I mean, could.
Yeah, but called her pretentious for that. I never found who it was, but lots of high-profile authors were tweeting about how it's normal to have a writer's room. And I also fell into it and said, what's going on? I have a writing room. I even call it the studio, and I write mostly tweets. Stephen King, Neil Gaiman, J. John Scalzi all tweeting about this, and I'm like, you know, maybe it was just a guy being a dump.
Yeah.
And like, it's kind of like, are we, including myself, because I'm in it. Are we like, there's a bell curve of bad opinions, just like there's a bell curve of misunderstanding, and I feel like there's a bad opinion out there waiting for us to come at it, and I don't know, I feel like a little bit we fell into the trap mm-hmm. of being outraged about something that is ultimately pretty dumb.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
And that's how it happens. Oh, where's my phone?
Here it is.
It's time for draft tweets from Hank Green. It's tweets that I didn't tweet. I got some tweets really that I didn't tweet. It's draft tweets from Hank. Launderers in ancient Rome and surrounding cities hated war and disease not for the obvious reasons, but because families in mourning wore black, which didn't need to be washed as much.
Oh.
I didn't tweet that yet because I haven't fact-checked it. Mm. I read it in a book, but I don't want a second source because that sounds suspicious, but I love it. Mm.
Yeah, that does sound suspicious.
So, Catherine, you want to see me be sympathetic to President Trump?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
I think that's a good exercise.
Yeah, so here's President Trump. He's in Argentina. He's shaking hands with the president of Argentina, and then he just walks away. And President of Argentina's like, what? And then his aide walks by and is like, Mr. President, you did the wrong thing.
We're not done yet.
And if you listen closely, at the very end, off camera, he says, just get me out of here. So...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, who knows, of course. But as a person with a bowel disease, I'm like, he had to poop, right? He had to poop.
Or puke.
Yeah, like, that's... And he came back later. So I'm like, he went to dump. Like,
That was going to be a dump problem.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, and he didn't... So, like, I don't know. Certainly could have been anything.
Could have been anything.
He does behave... erratically,
sure,
in lots of situations, but I did say, as someone who occasionally has poo emergencies, this is like the most sympathetic I've ever felt toward President Trump.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we got a kitty on that. That's good. Oh, I'm sorry, Kat.
She does. You can't make her do things. You have to. You have to encourage her with sweet, sweet kisses.
Hi, thank you. I love you. Go see Mama. Do you want to come purr on the microphone? What's that?
Oh yeah, rub on it.
You get kitty purrs on days when we don't feed the cat, everybody.
That's the one. She'll get fed.
Just to be clear, we do feed the cat.
She just hasn't been fed yet.
Catherine, do you want to see my top tweet of the week from 2013?
Sure.
New Thanksgiving tradition, judging people who make terrible decisions on House Hunters International.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that Thanksgiving.
Man, people always making bad decisions on House Hunters.
All of them. All House Hunters.
All House Hunters.
But especially, like, international, because I feel like people are like, I'm going to finally live my dream. And then they're like, oh, now I live in the middle, like in a foreign country where I don't speak the language, and I don't, and all of my friends and family are many plane trips away.
Yeah.
And I had to get this weird condo because ultimately it's actually pretty expensive to live in nice places in the Caribbean. And why did I want this?
Oh, boy.
And you can even tell a little bit at the end. Because they come back after they've lived there for a few weeks or months.
Or whatever, yeah, however long it is.
And they're like, we're all having a party. And it's like,
There's a similar show that you can watch on Netflix now that's like Escape to the Continent or something.
Yeah.
It's Brits who are moving
to Europe.
To somewhere in Europe.
Yeah.
And they do the same thing, except they don't always buy a property.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like,
They show him three places, and then they're like, we're going to have to think about it. Which is
that's so un-American.
Totally. It's like no follow through. But it's like, and they like, part of it is that they go and they talk to someone from the UK
right.
who's already moved there and is like,
right.
like, these are the challenges. Mm-hmm. This is what you have to know. Like,
right.
we love it, but it's totally different. Like, don't jump into this with 2 feet thinking you're going to land not in the shit, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
So,
yeah. Whereas America's like, everything's perfect and yeah, we're going to have a great. Nice little arc.
Create a freaking fantasy. And create the fantasy.
Create the fantasy.
Fulfill the fantasy.
Yeah. And also, if you edit out all the repeat bits, it would be 6 minutes long.
Seriously. Every new break is...
Just to catch you up.
The same, yeah, like.
I know you're probably channel surfing because everything's miserable on the TV now.
Yeah, the show is only 20 minutes long, but like football, only yeah. 1/13th of that is yeah. original content.
I think that it means that it's time for viral moments of joy, Catherine.
Oh, and God, I'm so excited because as soon as we're done with this, I'm going to eat some more nuts.
I'm so excited for this to be over.
Keep thinking about those nuts.
Here is the Grinch coming to take photographs. Hello. You bring the Grinch an onion, apparently. He becomes your friend.
How'd you know?
How'd you know?
That's amazing. It's...
He licks it. It's fresh.
That's amazing. I put it in
he
my
puts
tree.
It in his little Christmas tree.
I like that oh this is God. A very fabulous Grinch.
It's such a fabulous Grinch. So that's in the show notes if you want to watch it. My sister
that
brought the
delightful.
Grinch an onion yesterday, and I about died at Universal's Islands of Adventure.
How did she unlock that? Like,
yeah, Easter egg?
Yeah, right?
Weird Grinch Easter egg?
Totally.
I love
it. Like, winning the game right there.
And now the Grinch is going to have way too many onions.
You won the... Yeah, right? It's just going to be buckets of onions from now on.
Yeah, well, caramelize them. They're good. Would you like to see a puppy snuggling into its gigantic mama's ear for it to be a blanket for me?
Oh my gosh. Get in the darkness.
Oh, that's better.
What?
That's a big warm ear, mama.
Oh,
I'm just gonna nozzle right into
sugar
it.
Sugar nuts.
I sleep here.
That is so sweet.
And when mama's just like, I'm so tired.
She's like, just settle down, dog.
I don't. Why Fine. Did I do this?
Now let us sleep. Oh, well, you know yeah. why.
You know why. Wasn't my choice.
Mm-mm.
Breeding.
Yeah.
And then finally, we have probably the biggest tweet of the week. It didn't make the top tweet of the week because it's not. It's a video, and I like to avoid those. I don't know if you've seen this.
Nope.
it says dinner date didn't go as planned. As an iguana
Aww.
Wants to have some salad with Dada, but I'm at a fallen. If you haven't seen it yet, who are you even? And then we're going to have just a couple other things. Here's Anna Kendrick saying, holy shit, I just remembered I was in Twilight, which
I didn't know that.
1.2 million.
What? Really?
Yeah, she was in Twilight.
Oh.
And I have moments like that, too, where I'm just like, oh, yeah.
I did do that.
I did that.
That's weird.
No, not like being in Twilight things,
but
like,
we
did that thing with our friends.
Mm-hmm.
We went to that weird yurt on Flathead Lake and almost got struck by lightning.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't forgotten that personally.
No. Yeah, that was
slip my mind.
Yeah, this.
I've heard this.
Have you seen this?
Yes.
Oh my God. I was like, I don't get it. And then I turned the sound on. I can't explain it.
Nope.
They put a picture of Chewbacca on a Coke can, and when they push it across the table with a pen, it makes a Chewbacca noise.
I can't explain
and
it.
And that's that.
Proceeds to explain it.
It's my job. Chewbacca Coke can explained. It's my new video on Vlogbrothers.
That was it. You just saw it. just heard it.
You just, yeah. So this, that's what happened on Twitter, Catherine. Do you know how we end the podcast?
Well, I didn't tweet anything, so we're going to skip that part.
Yep, there's
that. We usually read some reviews from people who left reviews for us on iTunes.
Yeah, do that.
Excellent pod by Coral Kitty. Alchemist.
Yeah, cat's playing with the birthday balloons.
Love the dynamic between Hank and Catherine and their complimenting humors always makes me laugh. I've never had a Twitter, and thanks to delete this, I have exactly zero FOMO.
Hey!
Congrats. Doing our job. Much better than checking Twitter.
Yeah, well.
The premise itself is creative, and I think it's something important we don't do enough of, reflecting on our social media usage, how it affects us and others. I also really enjoy the bits when Catherine and Hank sing. It's precious.
It's precious.
Well, precious, honey. Thank you for your reviews. If you would like to leave reviews for us on iTunes, we always appreciate that, and we can read some.
We can do that.
And we can read them of you.
Thank you also for sending me all your viral moments of joy on Twitter. Also, all of your comments, which are usually, Hank, did you tweet this just so you could talk about it on Delete This? Mm. No. No.
Nope.
No, I actually do frequently search Donkey Fuck the Dragon. Okay? I find it entertaining. if you do want to send me viral moments of joy, that's very appreciated. You can also send me tweets you see there, like the top tweets of all time, or any Twitter games people are playing when they're like, what's the your mother's maiden name and the street you grew up on? Put them together. That's your owl name, and then they use it to steal your identity.
Yeah, don't play that game. It's already, your identity's already stolen, but
your identity's already stolen.
Yeah, let's be honest. There's
the Russians have your credit
cards. They have your identity, and now they have your passport number if you ever made a reservation at those hotels.
Yeah. Well, that's the future. That's where we're at now.
I mean, that's why we gotta have shit implanted. Like, you can't be... I'm like, this is me. Here I am.
We're gonna have to get bionic, man. We're gonna have to get bionic. Anyway, if you tweeted us, use the hashtag Pipples. That's P-I-P-L-E-S. Pipples. Thanks to Andrew Huang for the use of this track, Everything Will Be Alright, from his album Love and Desolation. And thank you all so much for listening.
See you later. Read a birds' rights activist tweet.
Mm-hmm. You want to read that Thanksgiving one?
This Thanksgiving one is really good. Stuffing go where?
Oh, God.
This one's really good, too. No, I'm not scared of you, human. I am just power walking, so my butt will look very good.
Oh, good old birds' rights activist.
Yeah, thank you.
I forgot about you, my friend, birds' rights activist. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr. Kringle, shoot on a jingle, the bells that'll jingle all your troubles away. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. Christmas is here again.
He got a sleigh full,
he's not gonna stay full. He's got stuff to drop at every stop of the way. Everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. Christmas is coming again. He'll be here with the answers to the prayers that you made for the year. You'll get yours if you've done everything you should.
Extra special good,
he'll make this December the one you'll remember. The best and the merriest you ever did have. Everybody's waiting. We're all conversating. Everybody's waiting, baby. Heaven for the man with the bag.
Yeah.